Yeah! Oh, my voice cracked a little bit. That's not a good sign. It's only Monday. I didn't have a Rams game yesterday, and we got a quick crack out of the box, Lee. That's
Well, I mean, you cleared your voice very well. Maybe it was too aggressive.
Perhaps.
I think you were just crying because of the
little emotional. Little emotional. I mean, I'm not going to lie. JT leaving, it hit you a little bit in the feels. I'm not going to be sobbing all day, but that's kind of a bummer. Like JT a lot.
It's one of your guys. And he's one of the Dodger guys.
All of that. It was a lot. We'll do it. AD went down again. My goodness, it's been a mess. And we saw literally the dumbest game and the dumbest play in the history of the NFL, both on the same weekend. So there's a lot going on right now, Al.
I don't know. I thought the play call, it made sense to me. I really did. It's the first lateral, that one not as much. The second one, I thought, okay,
like
now I know where you're going here. Now I know where you're taking this.
I've watched it, I don't know how many times, 10, 15, 20, 1,000, something like that.
That's one of those where you're trying to figure out, every time you see it, like, okay, no, something might make sense.
Yes. No, nothing's going to make sense. Every time you see it, you see something dumber than the first time you saw it. There is no making sense. Sometimes people just do stupid things, and that was that for sure. We'll get to that. Raider fans, feel free to weigh in. Like, the Raiders have gone through quite an emotion in the last couple of games. They had the collapse against the Rams, and then they were basically gifted a win against the Pats. It's a weird time to be a Raider fan, for sure.
No complaining on Saturday football, I'll tell you that much. You know, you stack me a couple games on a Saturday, but that's the right Saturday to do it. You know what I mean? That the college football, you pretty much already had all your big games. If you're trying to mix in with all that, maybe I'm not going to like it as much, even though I would still prioritize NFL game over a college game. But Saturday was a perfect, just give me a few of these games throughout the day.
It's the right way to do it. Look, once college football's over, we can do it.
It's done.
Here's what's coming up. You got Thursday night football, one game.
Yep.
You've got Saturday football this upcoming week. You got 11 games this upcoming Saturday. You have 11 games, NFL games. You have three on Sunday because it's Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
and then
right.
You've got
that's
another Monday night game. So you've got football on 4 out of 5 days starting on Thursday. It's a great way to do it. How are you feeling, by the way? Feeling better?
Feeling better.
Good.
Feeling better. You know, it's funny. And I'm going to go back to something of the World Cup yesterday. But before I do it, yeah, I had one of those. What do you think indicated to me that I'm not feeling good? And this actually started on Thursday, so I took the day off on Thursday, and then I was off. What's our one indicator that you and I have talked about?
Sleep?
Not sleep. This one's a little bit more simple.
Chills?
What are you drinking there?
You didn't want to drink coffee.
I didn't want coffee.
Yeah, that's a telltale.
That is an indicator like no tomorrow. On Thursday, hey, you want me to make you a cup of coffee? I'm like, no.
Was your throat bothering you? Were you listless? Were you lethargic? Did you suffer from malaise? These are all the things that doctors will ask you.
Throat was bothering me, but more than anything else, I had no energy.
That's lethargy, malaise.
I had no energy at all. It was like just walking. Now, I had plenty of energy to eat. That didn't seem to be an issue.
That's good.
Why do I eat worse when I'm not feeling good?
Because you're trying to medicate with fat and salt, like we all do. It's wonderful. It's a great way to do
but
it.
It's either you eat worse or you eat just salty.
I was just going to say, it's one or the other. It's either you, for some reason, consume 3,000 calories that includes pizza and a burrito.
You are not sick to your stomach.
Not sick to my stomach.
Then you're gonna hit it with pizza and burritos and cheeseburgers and French fries and all of the things that try to, because those things make you feel good typically.
Yeah.
So when you're feeling a little less than good, instead of taking Tylenol or Pedialyte, you say, you know what sounds good? Double cheeseburger, fries, and a Coke. That's how you kind of medicate and go through that. And by the way, it works sometimes. Not all the time,
but how funny
but
is that?
Helps.
I will eat the burrito, but then I'm like, no on the coffee. How does this make any sense?
It doesn't, but it does. You know, like I know exactly. I know exactly what you're talking about, because you would think the burrito would make you feel lousy, but it does. And I bet. Can I make a prediction?
Sure.
Or a guess, I should say. I bet you. And as you're eating that burrito, you're like, I feel a little bit better. You finish the last bite, and you're like, I feel pretty good. Yeah. And then 5 minutes later, you're like, nope, I feel like crap. Is that about how it goes?
It's like you were sitting next to me.
Right.
It's like we were having a conversation.
Goes. Yeah.
I did spend a lot of time laying on a couch. That was nice.
Can't beat it. They get to the point, like the second day, you're like, no, this sucks. I need to get up and move just a little bit.
Yeah, when
just
she said, when she basically is like, I looked, for 2 days, I think I looked and felt like I hadn't worked in about 6 months.
Ugh.
It's like, want to get in that shower here for a quick second? What do you think?
Full grow a beard. You had to shave it off. Yeah,
you did. What do you think, bud?
Curled up on a blanket. Did you get to the point where you felt like you needed to, not that you can, but to where you don't need to wash the couch? That's how you know you've been there way too long, right? Where you sit there, you're maybe a little bit sweaty.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
You have like the, did you have the heat on in your place?
A heater was on.
You have the heater
on. I was
on.
Not sweating.
You got a sweatshirt on,
I
maybe.
I wore the chills.
You're under a blanket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
the whole
so
thing.
You're the whole thing. Yeah. And then you're sitting on the couch like, I really haven't moved here for multiple hours. This thing's getting a little sleewified. And you feel like you want to wash the whole thing, but you got to Febreze it or Lysol or whatever. You got to attack.
I got to air it out. Candles everywhere.
How did Rookie handle it? Was he still trying to like jump on you?
Rookie
and everything?
Was chilling.
Is he comforting you?
No, he was chilling. He's like, well, you're not going to work. I'm not going to work. Like, you don't go to work either way. I did take him for a walk on Friday, just kind of like a short walk around the block. And I was looking outside. I'm like, wow, it's nice out here. Is this what the outdoor looks like?
Yeah, it's time to reset, recalibrate. It's always nice to get outside after a day or two on the couch.
I didn't take anything. I didn't take any medicine.
Did you have
NyQuil,
a fever?
This, that. No, I had a little bit of the chills, but I didn't feel like I had a fever. I just felt like I just no energy. Throat was kind of.
You took medicine. You just didn't take any pharmaceuticals. You took the burrito cure.
Well,
I took
pizza? I took that
stuff.
Did
you get some pizza in there too?
I'm not kidding. Literally pizza and a burrito.
There had to be some French fries in your weekend at some point.
No fries.
Oh, really?
No fries.
Upset.
Yeah.
No burger?
Fries. No burger either.
All right.
No. I had plenty of other stuff.
Those are the top line items. You got the burrito, you got the pizza, burger, fries. But did you have a little Coke or 7-Up or something to try to just kind of bounce back a little bit?
I didn't have that. Yeah. Just because in the fridge, I got sparkling water, kombucha, whatever the hell is in there.
Kombucha on a bad
stomach? No, it's not. Yeah, it wasn't
that seems
best.
Like a bad choice.
Yeah, it wasn't the best.
You shouldn't do that.
But I literally, the moment I said, hey, I don't want coffee, I'm like, something's wrong here.
Who filled in for you on the Lakers?
Sliwa.
Oh, interesting.
Sliwa did.
So
on
you
Friday
rallied
night.
In time for Friday night.
Well, what am I doing? I'm literally sitting there, mic on for 1 hour. Michael talk.
I'm just glad that you were able to rebound in time to get that done.
I got it done.
We had tamales. It was
yeah,
great.
Beto brought tamales.
You know what? I saw that. Am I right or wrong on this one? You were out before Thanksgiving, day before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing a show with Beto, and I'm saying to myself, Mike, am I crazy here? I thought, am I right or wrong on this? You don't like tamales, right?
Typically, they're not my favorite thing. These were terrific. They were fantastic.
So we've had that conversation before where you're like, hey, these tamales are overrated.
They're one of those things that I never order. I never go out of my way to find. I eat them regularly because people constantly bring them to work and other places. And so I'm exposed to them
It'd
a lot.
It'd be rude to not eat them, you know?
But yeah. I'll always try because people always look at me like I'm crazy when I say that they're not my favorite. These were really, really
Why?
Good. I don't know. They had more meat. Mm. They had more of the salsa, the filling, less masa.
That's got to be the reason why.
That was
because if
huge.
It's all masa, then it's like all
it's
right,
like eating a big dough ball.
But if you
but
have
these were great.
if it's filled correctly,
Ratio.
And I've never had a tamale.
Did you
day,
you ate
like
the last
it,
one, so. Right?
Delicious,
really good, right? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's solid.
It was there was green chili and cheese. There was a chicken and red sauce. It was they were quite good. They were very, very, very. One had a chili in it, like a poblano chili in the middle.
Like, that was like the real test. I'm like, wait a minute. Is Trav going to like this or is he not going
to
like it?
That was on the heels of going out on Thursday night to Mastro's with Key and Chris and Jorge.
Okay.
So I was filled up to here
no
sure.
cake,
with
though.
Food. Just absolutely stuffed to the gills.
But you came back. This is the one thing I respect.
It's what greats
you.
Do. You got to muscle through, even you know, when you're not feeling your best.
You could have said.
You're the messy of eating food.
You could have said on Friday morning, you know what, guys, I had a big dinner last night, but you didn't do that.
No. I mean, if somebody puts tamales in front of me, I'm certainly going to try them. So Michael Thompson called me yesterday at about 7:10. Okay, I was not near my phone, so I come back, I see a missed call from Michael, no message, pocket dial, whatever. Then at about 8:30, the phone rings again, I wasn't near my phone, I missed it a second time, no message. It had to be because of the World Cup, right? Was he calling me just to troll me for Messi?
This came up yesterday. Michael said, hey, what's going on with your boy? I'm like, I don't know what's going on with my boy. He's like, I called him and Andy Kamenitsky to remind them that the World Cup is on.
Yeah, okay? I figured it was World Cup related.
So he said, I'm like, all right, well, He called you back, right? Or did he text you? He's like,
no. He never texted me.
He said that you ghosted him.
Well,
and he
kinda,
said, I probably call Trav. This is exactly what he said. So I probably call Trav once every 10 years.
It's about right.
And here I am calling him and nothing. Not even a, hey, I saw that you called. Do you need something?
I'm gonna text him right now.
So Michael was very confused why he got nothing.
It's because Travis doesn't care about soccer, and he knew it was soccer.
Well, it's so here.
Yeah, but it's Michael. You're, you know, that's you're a big fan of Michael.
Oh, I love Michael. Michael's one of my all-time favorites.
So that's why it was, I think, very confusing to Michael. I should have called him. Why he got ghosted.
But see, okay, there was a method to my madness. Okay. The method to my madness was I knew what it was about. I knew that it was World Cup related. I know that the game was, by all accounts, terrific.
Yeah.
That Argentina wins it in PKs.
Yep.
They went up a couple of goals. They lost their lead. They fell behind. They tied. I understand it's one of the great World Cup finals of all time. Great. Yes.
Couldn't script it any better, Travis.
Great. Great. I don't need someone to yell at me why something I don't care about is something I need to care about. And that was Michael's purpose. Michael was going to call and say, see, I told you this is, but, and I don't want to argue with Michael because I love Michael. And
it was 7:10 in the morning.
Right.
So there's no argument yet because the game had just started.
But it would have been one of those, are you watching it? No. Why not? Because I don't care. Well, don't you want to see this? No. But you're missing that whole conversation. I don't care. So, it was great. If you do care, and the royal you, right, everybody, great. I'm not telling you not to like it. I'm saying it wasn't for me.
So here's my question. So Michael did feel like he was ghosted because he was ghosted. My question to you is, did you see any of the game live or no?
Yeah, I turned it on at around 7:30, and Argentina was ahead 2-0. I'm like, well, that's over, and I turned it off. And then when my phone started to blow up again, like, are you watching this? I'm like, I'm already kind of out.
Okay, so you're done. We're not going to talk to you.
And this is like missing that.
No, we're done. We're done. I'm not. Here's the thing.
No,
here's,
it's not
here's the
because
thing.
I like football.
We should not. We should not try to sell Travis.
Thank you.
If
it was amazing.
If you cannot enjoy yesterday's World Cup, then there's no need to try to make the argument. That was arguably the greatest soccer match I've ever seen, and the fact that it was during the final of a World Cup, and it was the two stars that were doing it. That was awesome,
Travis. Don't.
I don't want to sell him on it because if you're not coming back the next day and saying, you know what, that was a freaking really good match.
I'm glad people liked it.
That was a really good soccer match. The fact that it wasn't 0-0, as you know, we said that it didn't just go to pit. That there was actually scoring. If you don't like it, then there's no. That's okay. It's not for you.
That's the right answer.
It's for the other 5 billion people around the world.
Fine.
But that's okay.
That's fine. That's great.
You missed a great game.
I'm sure.
Travis, you should
miss a great game.
It was so like if you love sports, you love the story.
But don't.
I have a feeling Taylor's more on my side on this one.
I didn't watch any of it.
Yeah.
Nothing,
come on,
Taylor.
Guys.
Not a second.
Was
it
like good? If I told you that there was a rodeo, okay? That was the best rodeo that anyone had ever seen, and that people all over the world.
These are
were
our
super
American
fun.
Counterparts, everybody.
Hold on. That everybody was very excited about the best rodeo they'd ever seen. What would your reaction be?
No. This is
what do you mean, nah?
I'm
not interested.
But it's the goat rodeo guy. And I
yeah,
know, like,
it's the greatest.
But you were interested when the games were on in the background. You'd kind of walk
it's
away.
On in here.
The mace would come on. We do super crosstalk, and you would be like, oh, that was great. What a shot.
It's exciting.
What is this?
It's fine. It was over, and then, you know, it's...
That was awesome.
I'm not saying it wasn't awesome. I'm saying I don't care that it was awesome. There's a difference. Like, this is the soccer thing that people do, where they get very excited about it.
No,
not
no, no.
You.
It's the beautiful game.
It's a beautiful game. Why don't you like this? Because I don't. Some people don't like chocolate ice cream. I'm not going to yell at them for not liking
but
it.
But you could. This is the part that I hope you can do. You could appreciate how big that was yesterday, correct? You could appreciate that was a good game yesterday, correct?
Yeah.
No, you can't. That's okay.
No, I know that it was important to a lot of people. I know that it was the crowning achievement
you know
of
awesome?
Messi's career.
Did you grab, we got to play that dude. Did you grab that call?
It's on this Cantor.
All right, so we'll play that a little bit later. But I don't know if you guys watch this. Why do I love just seeing they have these live, you know, the Argentina crowd or audience, whatever it is. This is all in Buenos Aires. Did you guys see just literally... what's that?
Streets full in Buenos Aires.
But they just left... Associated
nice pronunciation right thank there, you. By the way.
Associated well Press left that thing on for like 7 hours.
Just the live shot?
Just the live shot for
that's
seven
cool.
hours. And it's going from different angles. But it's during the game. Trav, it's during the game. And then it's like they won. And then it's 3 hours later. And then 5 hours later. And 7 hours later. Insane.
I lived in Argentina. Maybe I would feel differently, but I don't, so I don't.
Before we break, I just am hoping that you've written up your speech as Messi, that you're ready to give your
look.
I did
get a bunch of tweets as the match was unfolding. People telling me that I can't watch the World Cup anymore because every time I see him, I think of you doing the voice, which is really the only thing I really ever wanted.
Does his voice change now? Now, I mean, you feel like he's hit puberty.
If anything, it's higher. He's super excited. He just won the World Cup.
You should have done the play-by-play on 7-10.
I'll leave up that up to Andres. I'm glad that everybody liked it. Great.
It was good.
I'm sure it was.
It was really good.
Sure it was. PKs and comebacks and all sorts of things, and the two Mbappe and Messi. See, I know all the relevant
Cowboys
actors.
And Jaguars.
That was fun. I watched most of that. I watched the Chargers. I watched the Raiders. I watched Sunday Night Football.
When World Cup ended and they said we have to leave to go to the NFL.
Oh, didn't they get out real quick?
Right away. I'm like, yeah. Guys, I don't think anybody really cares about this game coming up at 10 a.m.
You know who does?
I didn't care.
Fox. And all the people that paid their money to advertise on
their
the NFL.
Rights fees.
Yeah. No, they
the timing
they do.
Of it was a little.
What are you going to do? They got it in. Let's flip it over to FS1.
By the way, they got it. Literally got it in right in time.
All right. We need to talk about what the Raiders were given last night, what the Patriots did to them. And we'll maybe even get to Monday Night Football. The Rams have one tonight. The Baker Mayfield experience in 0-degree weather. What's that going to look like? It's all coming up. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
16 degrees? Is that what you
chilly.
Said? 16 degrees in Green Bay right now. It's supposed to snow.
We got a lot of our peeps taking partners
right
to the game tonight. And these
want to take them to Arizona to watch the Cardinals?
most of them are exactly like us. Born and raised in Southern California. They're going to be at Lambeau for a 16 degree. And that's just, it's only going to go down. You get closer to
it'll get dark.
Kickoff.
Yeah, I mean, I may have told you this story.
Can't even imagine.
Have you ever been to Lambeau Field?
I have not.
So I've been once, and it was for the NFC Championship game after the 96 season. So it's early January 1997. It's the Panthers and the Packers, right? It's the Kerry Collins Panthers that are in the NFC Championship game. Like you just said, I've lived here in L.A., Santa Barbara, and Phoenix at this point in my life. Okay, these are the only three places I've ever lived. Not a place that gets a lot of snow.
It was raining in Lake Arrowhead, and you were driving from Palm Desert a week ago, and both of us were like,
it's over. It's
why even go any further?
So this was the first indicator that this was going to be a totally different animal. So we're walking through the tailgates outside of Lambeau Field, right? Taylor, you've probably experienced this at some point in your life. And somebody says to me, hey, can I grab you a beer? I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. They disappear for a couple of minutes, and they come back and hand me the beer and start drinking it. And I'm like, where'd you go to get that beer? They're like, oh, we had to go get him out of the car. I said, what do you mean you had to get him out of the car? He goes, well, if we leave him out here, they'll freeze. My entire life, the goal has been to keep beer as cold as possible for as long as possible. And out there, if you have them outside, they will freeze solid, and they're undrinkable. So they have to keep them in a heated car in the cooler so they don't freeze. That was the first point, like, okay, this is a little different.
Same for kegs.
You say, yeah, I mean, sure,
leave
right?
Leave your kegs out, it can get bad, too.
So we go into the stadium. It had snowed a bunch of days in a row leading up to the game.
Of course it did.
It was not snowing the day of the game, but all of the snow in the stadium, so in where you sit, they push all the snow off of the benches but into where your feet would be, right? They don't remove all the snow. They just move it off the benches. And as you're going in, they give you a little piece of cardboard. So basically the idea is you're supposed to put the cardboard on the snow and kind of smash it down so your feet aren't up to your knees in snow. theoretically that's supposed to keep your feet out of the snow. Mm-hmm. Didn't really help all that much. I had on real boots. Like they gave me a pair of boots. It's about 10 degrees. It was a beautiful day. It was sunny. It mm-hmm. was nice. But it was so unbelievably cold. You have on a t-shirt.
And this was a day game?
This was, I probably kicked off at 3 o'clock, something okay. like that. So you have on your shirt. Then you have on a sweatshirt. Then you have on a coat, a heavy coat, scarf, gloves, hat, the whole thing, as warm as you can. You're frozen to the core. There is no getting warm in that. And everybody's dressed like that, right? So think about how wide I am under the best of circumstances. Now put on a sweatshirt, another jacket, and then a big heavy coat yeah. and everything else. So now you're
at half the row.
Everybody, if you need to get up and go to the bathroom, everybody needs to stand up at the same time. It's like yep. wedging things into a thing. You have to take them all out for anybody to move. It was so miserable. It gets colder and colder and colder the longer the day goes. By the end of the day, all you do is want the game to end, yep. to go back into the hotel, to warm up, to have something hot to drink, all of these things. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience that I will never forget, mm-hmm. and I will never do it again. There is nothing about that I need to re-experience.
Do that again or watch France-Argentina from start to finish?
Oh, I'd rather watch a soccer game than do that again. Okay. It was
we're getting somewhere.
Bitter, bitter, progress. Bitter cold.
And then imagine that then throwing snowballs awful. And stopping the game because they're trying to hurt the other team.
You can barely even watch the game. I'm sure the local Wisconsinites were fine. They're used to it and ice fishing and deer hunting in the snow and all these things. All I could do, just go
I'm not
faster,
kidding. It sounds
go
miserable.
Faster, go faster, please. Run the clock. Let's just get this entire thing over. And there's guys out there running around, sleeveless, the whole thing. It was an unbelievably miserable experience. And tonight, you're going to get it all over again. Only it's between a 4-win team and a 5-win team. So, unlike an NFC Championship with a Super Bowl berth on the line, this is a matchup between two really bad teams.
I know this isn't the first time it's happened this year, but do you remember when the schedule came out for the Rams? And we're looking at, oh yeah. my gosh, this is going to be a really good game in late November. Wow, look at all these good matchups in December. Wow, the Chargers and the Rams, what would be at stake? What the hell happened this year?
Well,
this game, it's like you just set it all up, the way you just described how brutal it is being at one of these games. And listen, I've been at games in December at Qualcomm Stadium. I know what it's like
sure,
when it's 64 degrees.
Uh-huh.
But the way you just set it up, and then on top of that, you have two teams that are just...
Bad
nothing.
Teams.
There's nothing.
Bad teams. Not only did the ESPN and the league get a bad Monday night game in the middle of the cold, the Rams have 6 standalone games this season. 4 of them in the month of December. So this is not just that they had a bunch of games where they're the only ones. The entire league assumed that they'd be good again. 4 standalones one of them's January 1st. We're going to count that as December.
Yeah.
4 of them. 4 of them. Now, hopefully they get flexed out of Sunday night against the Chargers. And that it hasn't happened
that actually
yet
might
is
be
a miracle.
I don't know what the other games are, but the Chargers are...
It could be meaningful
they
for the
found
Chargers.
Themselves in the mix, which 3 weeks ago you would have thought they're not in
okay,
the mix.
Okay, so that brings us to this. The Chargers looked really good yesterday. Justin Herbert had a couple of great drives, made a couple of great throws, good decision-making. Like, the Chargers beat a decent team down the stretch, mm-hmm. kicked a game-winning field goal, the whole thing. It is so classic, and I'm sure that you've experienced this emotion 1,000 times as your former life as a Charger fan. Like last time, I'm like, you know, the Chargers may be dangerous. The Chargers may do some work here. They have the quarterback. They seem like they're getting healthy at the right time. All of their best players are making big plays. Here's who they have left. Rams,
yep.
Denver, Indy. They got 3 crappy teams towards the end of the line. They could play Kansas City in the first round of the playoffs. Like, everything's kind of setting up for them to have a little bit of a noisy finish. Are they going to do it? Because this is where they typically face plant, right?
So they're 8-6 now. Miami's 8-6. Patriots, after their idiotic loss yesterday, they're 7-7. The Jets are 7-7. It's actually set up for them. You know, every time I bring up, you tell me if this is a good comp or not.
3 lousy teams.
Every time I bring up this team in the NBA, you say, Al, why are you bringing them up?
Clippers.
They've never done anything.
Yeah.
Is the Clippers.
Sure.
And I think naturally it's okay to say, use the Chargers as an example. No, Chargers find ways to lose games, critical situation. I think they're actually going to make the playoffs. If you'd have told me 3 weeks ago that they're not going to make, or if you'd have told me 3 weeks ago they're going to be in the playoffs, I'd be like, you got to have a lot of things go your way. And on top of that, Chargers, you have to win good, or you have to win close games. You have to win some tough games along the way. I think now they make the playoffs. And part of it has to do with they did get healthy, and they were beat up like crazy.
Herbert
they still,
in particular. And Herbert looks like a different guy now that his ribs have finally healed.
And some of his weapons, right?
Sure.
Whether it's Keenan or Mike Williams. But I think they make the postseason. Do I think they make much noise? Probably not. But in the NFL, it's like anything can happen. You just got to get in there. And for us, you and I spent a lot of time talking about Brandon Staley. If he doesn't make the playoffs, is this guy out? I don't think Dean's going to go pay for another guy.
Did you get to watch the end of that game last night or yesterday afternoon?
Part of it.
So
they had, I'm in the Lakers, I'm in the media room. They actually had a split screen.
Should I take the call now?
Yeah.
It's Michael. No, go ahead. Don't finish your story.
They had a split screen going because the same time that the Raiders and the Patriots were about to finish, the Chargers and the Titans were about to finish.
Yeah.
But there's no audio to the game, but I did see the end of it.
So what was weird is all of a sudden, Tennessee starts to drive, and they're going to score the game-tying touchdown. They get down inside the 5-yard line. It's like first and goal from the 5. Staley starts
using
all of his timeouts, and I'm like, what is he doing? Because at this point, get a stop, and you win the game. Or if they go for 2 and you get a stop, you win the game. I don't think anybody thought that they were going to kick that field, the PAT to tie the game. But we give Staley all sorts of crap for the way that he manages
good clock
the end
management.
Of games. It was really
yeah,
well
it was.
Done. And it was different than what you typically see where the team on offense that doesn't have any timeouts is usually trying to find ways to stop the clock. The team on defense actually stopped it for him 3 different times, let them collect and everything else. But it also got them the ball back with a little bit more than a minute to go, which for Justin Herbert, plenty of time to get it done. Really well done.
If you're at the 15-yard line and you're using your timeouts and they still get a chance to get a first down, different. The fact that, hey, I have no use for these timeouts, I might as well use them. I'm with you.
Time's
I think
more
that
valuable
was,
than the timeouts. Yeah. It was, we give him a hard time when he does something stupid. Mm-hmm. That was really, really smart and well done. And the second I get on board with them winning a playoff game,
they're
is
gonna
when
lose.
They'll throw 4 interceptions and the whole thing will crater on top of itself. All right, back to the Raiders. What the hell? That's the tease. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
I got 2 tweets for you, Travis.
Okay.
So there's one that says, this is Francis in Glendale. He says, Trav's disdain for soccer is like me when I'm told to watch Breaking Bad or Sopranos. I don't care how good it is. I just don't freaking care. That's actually pretty accurate. It's like, there are things that, like, the more people push on you, the more you want to back away from it.
Francis, you should watch them. They're both really good.
It's not even the pushing so much. Guys, I've watched soccer, and occasionally it's exciting to see, and I'm sure yesterday's World Cup final match was about as exciting of a soccer match as you can find. I'm not telling you not to like it. If you like it, great. I'm happy you had a wonderful Sunday morning. I genuinely am. What I'm telling you is I've tried soccer. It's not for me. That's all. Nothing beyond that. It's just not for me. I don't understand why this is such a divisive opinion. It's just not for me. I don't really care for it.
The only example that I would have is somebody who's a big soccer fan being told, hey, you got to watch the NFL and you got to watch the Super Bowl. And then that person watching a really good Super Bowl game and saying, yeah, that did nothing for me.
Yeah.
I think a lot of soccer fans feel that way about football.
Probably.
You don't have to like everything. It's okay. There's a reason, like when you go into 31 Flavors, Baskin-Robbins, they have them all lined
up.
You don't have to like them all.
This is a perfect example. I'm also not a big soccer guy.
Yeah.
But I could easily get swept into the World Cup and get swept into that specific game.
I'm glad you
When
liked
USA
it.
Plays, I don't want to watch because I'm like, what is this? This is not good soccer.
Yeah,
and we see the other teams and we're like, all right.
And I'm glad everybody enjoyed themselves. I'm glad that the streets of Buenos Aires were filled with joyous celebrants.
We should go.
I like that.
I would love to go there.
That's a place I would like to. I never will, but I would love to. Like, theoretically, I would like to go to Buenos Aires at some point in my life. I don't think I'll ever get there. Have you ever been to South America?
I have not.
No? Because you kind of get around a little bit.
Yeah, I've not been to South America.
Not on the list or just not yet?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Yeah, it will happen.
All right, so the things that I do like is I love disasters. I love disasters of self-inflicted variety in particular. The Patriots and the Raiders. First of all, the Raiders blow a big lead. What else is new? The Raiders, that's what the Raiders do. It looks like the game's going to overtime. You've all seen this, and I'm going to play these in order because this is the same play in three different places. This is what it sounded like on TV when Jacoby Myers tried to throw, a 20-yard backward lateral to the quarterback, Mac Jones.
Stanford band nowhere in sight.
Uh-oh.
It's picked off.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Unbelievable.
Oh, wow. Incredible. Chandler Jones takes it in and wins the game for the Raiders. Have you ever seen an ending like that?
I've never seen anything like that. I have no idea why he was doing that. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so that's just two guys calling the game on CBS TV that are blown away by what they've seen. This is what it sounded like on the Raider side.
And now Jacoby Myers spinning around. He throws it to Chandler Jones in midfield. And a stiff arm. Chandler Jones racing towards the end zone. He scores. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe what I just saw.
Again.
I can't believe what I just saw. This is unbelievable. Wow.
On the first night of Hanukkah. It's a miracle in Las Vegas.
That's a great call.
Was that Messi?
He got up there. He was up there for sure, but the miracle line is great, and he just saw something that was completely unexpected.
This is my favorite call.
This is the best. And the call, honestly, to me, and I'm going to set this up a little bit, there's actually a little too much emotion in the call until the very last thing that's said, and then it makes it high art.
Off the tackle of the 40, he lost the football. And Jacoby Myers picks it up. He circles back and he throws it across the field.
Oh,
Jones
God.
Is picked up by Chandler Jones. He breaks away to the 30. He runs to the 20. He runs to the 10. He runs to the end zone. Unreal. Touchdown. Raiders.
Good night. This might be one of the dumbest teams I've ever seen.
Good night. This might be one of the dumbest teams I've ever seen.
That could be my favorite quote of any play-by-play call.
It's an amazing, because he's exactly right. And when you think about NFL teams and execution and doing things the right way and not being caught up in the emotion of a moment and do your job, don't cost the team a win. That Bill Belichick's team was on the wrong side of that makes it even better. Because if this would, look, had Jeff Saturday's team done that, and we'll get to them in a little while at some point today too, had the Raiders done it, you would have been like, yeah, this is what they do every single week of every single season. That the New England Patriots put themselves, because Al, you're going to see that play for 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
You will.
Oh, that one's sticking.
That's sticking. I made a list, okay? Here's the list of the dumbest things I've ever seen. This goes right on it, if not at the very top.
Okay.
The Garo Yepremian, where he tries to throw a pass in the Super Bowl, the Dolphins way back there, where he's getting tackled. He's never thrown a football in his life. Goes the other way for a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
That's on the list. And because he literally loads, and the ball goes the wrong way because he doesn't know what he's doing. Okay. That one's there. Leon Lett, right? Remember where he picks up the ball in the snow on Thanksgiving Day? Yes. No, that's the other Leon Lett one. Leon Lett's on this list twice. This was the one on Thanksgiving. It's actually snowing in Dallas. Remember they had that hole in the roof before the new one?
Yeah.
The field is covered in snow. They block a field goal at the end of the game. Game's over.
Oh, yeah.
And he slides to try to get it. They miss it. They get the ball. They end up losing the game.
Was the other one Lett, too, where he...
Now, that one, though, they had such a big lead, he was just trying to style a touchdown, which was a bad, but it didn't cost him the game. Mm-hmm. That one did cost him the game. There is the Joe Pisarcik, Herm Edwards one. Remember when all they have to do is take a knee and the game's over, they decide to run a play and it comes up, Herm Edwards picks it up, runs it back, game over. That one is on the list. And now you've got what happened yesterday in Las Vegas. Go ahead. You give me any possible explanation as to why Jacoby Myers thought that throwing the ball 20 yards backwards to his quarterback was the right thing to do in a tie game.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that play is, the game is, you're down, right? You're down 3. You got to get in the end zone. You're down 6. You got to get in the end zone. You're down 1. You got to get in the end zone. Only if you're down.
Right. If you're down, it makes sense.
If the game is tied, you could have that stupid of a play at the end. It is what it is. You see that all the time. All you have to do, and I'm not telling you that the Patriots were going to win the game, and they could very easily not make the playoffs because of that play. And, you mentioned something that if there's one thing that the Patriots, their I's are dotted and their T's are crossed. I mean, if we want to tie this back to Belichick or the Patriots, you can't. You got one guy. This wasn't the play. This wasn't the the fact that he has the ball in his hands in that situation because somebody threw a lateral to him, and I don't know if that ignited in his head. Well, geez, now I got to throw
a
lateral.
But they were both being idiots, right? Like, look, I get that the first guy was Ramondre Stevenson, I think is his name.
Yeah, I think he was trying to maybe like go for a touchdown by giving it to someone else.
Maybe.
But yeah.
It was stupid. The game's over. Not over. Go to overtime. You might win the toss. You might go down and
there's
score.
There's no explanation.
There's none. So he goes brain dead for half a second.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't give Jacoby Myers a license to go brain deader because here's
Jacoby Myers threw the ball 20 yards down the field.
To Mac Jones.
No,
to
Mac Jones. Not down the field. Backwards.
Behind him to the 50-yard line. And what is Mac Jones going to do with the ball if he gets the ball 50 yards away from the end zone? What's he going to do?
There is literally no explanation for doing what they did. But I just want to play this out for a second because you're on to the right thing. Let's just, for the sake of argument, let's say that there was a player back there like Tutu Atwell for the Rams. Just blindingly fast, kind of a jitterbug, can just still a colossally stupid Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
Colossally stupid to do it, but all right, at least you know, maybe. What is Mac Jones going to do with the ball after he catches it?
Got buried in the earth.
Did you see him try to tackle Chandler Jones? It was not only was it the dumbest decision, it was the worst tackle. Chandler Jones just shoved him over with one hand. Cut his legs, wrap him up. Do anything you can.
He sat him down.
He literally just like when you are a young parent and you're little and you goof around with your kids, you can kind of gently set them on the ground, but you make it feel like you've kind of run. It's just that's what he did. He kind of like your little brother, your baby,
real cute.
Just kind of okay. Just go over here. What was he going to do if he caught it? What was the next move? This is the question I want Jacoby Myers to
answer.
So
good.
Not why did you throw it? What did you think was going to happen after he caught it? And by the way, your pass was 10 yards short. I want to know what's going through Chandler Jones's mind as the ball's coming to him. He's got to be thinking, wait, this isn't really happening, right? They're not really throwing me a pass right now, right? What were you thinking on all of these accounts? It was extraordinary. I've watched it 30 times.
I love his quote.
I can't get enough.
I love his quote.
Which one? Jones?
No, Jacoby Myers. Just trying to do too much, trying to be a hero, I guess. I should have went down with the ball. Oh, no, we're good now.
We're good. Okay.
That helped everything. That didn't bother every Patriot fan out there even more.
You're mistaken, Dean.
I ain't see dude back there try throwing the ball. I was just doing too much.
They were in the playoffs yesterday. They are not in the playoffs today.
Okay. Can I tell this funny story? So this is all happening. I think I mentioned to you, the TV's got a split screen on. It's got the Chargers on with the Titans. It's got the Raiders and the Patriots on the other game. And some dude, I don't know who it was, but we're in the media room, and it's pretty quiet. Yesterday, it's the Lakers and the Wizards, all right? It's not the Lakers and the Celtics. You just don't have nearly as many people as were there earlier in the week. And some dude, when that play is happening, just goes, "Oh my gosh!" And he stands up, and everybody's like starting to look, and everyone's looking at him now. No one's even like looking at the screens anymore, right? And he's like, "Oh my gosh!" He goes, "I can't believe it!" And then you see the Raiders score the touchdown, and he turns around, and now because Billy Mack, I guess he's part of Spectrum, Billy Mack says his name and just starts clapping, right? So now other people are clapping as well.
Was it Greg?
It was not. It was not Greg. But the guy then tries explaining what happened.
You and he's can't.
Like, he had the ball and he threw it back to the 50. I stood there so confused. I'm like, all right, well, thank you for the announcement.
I would imagine that Bill Belichick, under the best of circumstances, is terribly intimidating. Under the best of circumstances, that's a guy that you really don't want to mix it up too much with. What do you say when you go back into that locker room? What do you say to the coach? What do you say to your teammates? Do you just say, yeah, I didn't see him and I probably should have gone down? I mean, I guess that's all you can say. I still want an answer to, what did you think, Mac? Was Mac Jones going to go 75 yards through 11 defenders?
Michael Vick. He's Michael Vick back there. He's Lamar Jackson.
Extraordinary. Loved everything about it. Ask Slee coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. If you'd like to participate in an Ask Slee on the phone, 877-710-3776. I don't know why, but that makes me laugh every single time. That makes me smile. John in Huntington Beach goes first. Does Rookie have a stocking at home? Hashtag Ask Slee.
All right. She put up a stocking for him.
Did it? Is it got stuff in it
There's
yet?
Nothing in there.
Not yet? Will there be?
Well, we have a stocking, too. We have nothing in there. I think she just did it more for decoration.
Aesthetics?
Yeah, there's
I mean, when Santa comes, it's going to...
Well, it's not definitely Christmas yet, yeah, right? Exactly. You got a few days left.
Yeah, you know
Throw
what?
Throw tennis balls, milk bones,
That's
a leash.
A good idea. I should put some... Here's the problem. That's if I mom, do that, he's going to take that thing down. Like, he'll bite through the stocking to get to if there's a milk bone in there or something like that. But he's got a stocking. There's just nothing in it.
Tennis ball, maybe one of those little plastic things that you fling them with.
Tennis
balls.
Maybe
he'd like one of those.
A chew toy.
Chew toy. All sorts of options.
If I take out, no, he's not anymore. He'll still bite the living hell out of you. But if I take out three or four balls at the same, he's going crazy. He doesn't know what to do.
TFP again says, have you ever bought Lady Slee a present that was low key for you too? Hashtag Ask Slee.
Yes. We've gone places where I know we're going to go together, right? So I know I'm going to enjoy the location as much as she's going to enjoy the location. So kind of trying to take advantage of that. Yes, I've done that before. I got her one of the iWatches or the
Apple Watches
a little bit ago, but no, that one doesn't count.
Man's band on it.
No, that
and
one
all
doesn't
of your
count.
Email contacts. That,
hey, I'm going to use this.
I had a feeling you might not like this, but I think it's something that I might be able to use.
Vacation, yeah. Vacation's kind of like one of those.
The wine fridge that we bought for our 25th anniversary was a good example of, I mean, she loves it. We certainly put
and
it
And you love
use,
it as well.
I certainly don't mind having it. It's certainly not a bad
How many bottles of wine do you have in there right now?
Maybe 25, something like that.
25, and are you constantly... Yeah.
Well, when we go to the grocery store, I mean, you're going to walk down the aisle. You're going to see something that catches your fancy, and you just grab it and put it in there.
What's the oldest bottle?
Nothing old. We don't. This is nothing super fancy. It's all mid-level or lower, and just stuff we like.
All right. What's a good price range when you go get a bottle of wine?
$20.
Okay.
That's a good one for us. If you get up to 25, it's a really good one. And then occasionally for special
occasions.
By the way,
occasions. There's phenomenal bottles of wine that are $12.
Oh, Trader Joe's
$10,
boxed wine.
$15.
Emily, you got to stop with the box.
Do you put your box wine in the...
like a milk
we put
cutting.
It in the cupboard next
in
to the
wine
cereal.
Cooler.
Oh, yeah.
Next to the Ritz and the cornflakes. It just sits there. Anybody that wants a glass of wine or a cup, I guess at that, drink it out of a coffee cup. All right. John writes, neighborhood kid that lives about 8 houses over used our facilities for that instead of taking himself home quickly on his e-bike. Should I make my son do the same to even the score?
No, you should not. I thought about this. Who would we have? We had a caller last week. Remember he was talking about how he's like, yeah, I don't pick up after my dog. I'm like, come on, man. If you're going to have a dog, you got to pick up after your dog. I don't think you need to send a message by having your child go do the same thing as the other kid.
I give the kid that was at John's house a lot of credit because usually at that age, if you're away from your home base, you can get a little skittish. It's hard to kind
of
pull the trigger
he
in
was
a foreign
comfortable.
Environment. Yeah, just like
he had
John.
No problems with it.
You should tell his son, hey, come over here, Junior. Listen, remember when Dave was over here the other day? Not cool. So what I need you to do is I need you to eat a bunch of bran flakes and head on over to Dave's and just wait until go over there, play a little video games, and when it's time,
the
I need
hell?
You to even it up. The John Day Fullerton family name is at stake.
Even up the score.
It seems oddly aggressive, no?
Very aggressive.
What's the optimal length for a phone charger? Hashtag Ask Slee.
3 feet.
Ooh, no, it's got to be longer than that. 3 feet's only about that long.
All right, so I'll tell you where I charge my phone all the time. My phone always charges in the car.
Okay.
If you get 6 feet, I basically can go all the way to the trunk. All right, so I don't need
what
that.
What if you ever get snatched and you get stuffed in your own trunk and you need to charge? What about that?
I'll have to deal with that. I'll be 3 feet short.
So overnight, no?
Overnight.
You don't charge it next to the bed?
No. No, I never do.
Have juice for the day.
It's a pixel, man.
Well, it's actually the pixel has made it more confusing because everywhere I went before, there was always, you know, the regular charger.
Plenty of options.
Everywhere. This one is a little bit more complicated, but in the car, I do all of my charging. 3 feet, that's plenty. I don't need extra.
In the car, 3 feet is good, but at home, I'm going to need that additional 6 feet.
Mine, right? Like, hangs, like, on the edge of the table.
You know what I don't like?
And if I need to text, I have to uncharge it.
But that's what I don't like.
Yeah, you're
right. If I decide to pull it and put it in my left hand or something, now it's come out. Now
I just go like this.
It's a lot. You move your whole body over to the side. All right, one more here. It's from Darren. It says, what is your preferred at-home coffee prep approach? Pour over, AeroPress, French press, Maki pot, old-fashioned coffee pot, hashtag ask Lee.
All right, I don't know enough in that game. I will tell you what I do do. I just actually recently started making coffee at home. I just always go to Starbucks, make coffee at home, go to Costco, I get whatever. I think the current coffee that I have right now, I want to say it's Jose's organic coffee.
You know, the machine he's talking about, the device.
So I go get it ground. I ground it there at Costco.
For a French
you can ground
press
it.
Or for a drip maker?
It's drip.
Different grind. Okay.
Yeah, drip. So get home, pour whatever it is, how many ever scoops, and it's just basically drip.
Until it's full and then fill with water. Because have you ever followed the directions on any of that coffee, like how to make it?
Yeah, actually, I'm following the directions as we speak.
Is the coffee weak? Is it like thin? It's not particularly strong? Because the directions
in the
always
middle.
Have it be way too weak. Like
I actually felt like mine was like way too strong when I first started.
Huh. Maybe I got to get some Jose's.
It's like, what the
Maybe
hell is
get
going on?
I loaded up and I'm ready to go. Genuinely bummed out for Justin Turner leaving the Dodgers. He's headed in, east to join the Dodgers, Beantown Dodgers in Boston because they have, I think, 22 Dodgers on their roster at this point.
Yes.
But it bums me out, and I'm not quite sure what this Dodger team is going to look like, especially in the infield. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.